You're not broken. You just need a breakdown. Sometimes we can do things, and we can pray prayers and we can say affirmations and say confessions, but maybe we don't see the result as quick as we think we should. And sometimes it can feel like, oh, it's not working. And then we tell ourselves, well, no, we got to continue. Got to continue in it. We got to continue in it. Got to keep on saying it over and over again. Continue in it. And one day it's going to come to pass. But according to how Jesus looks when he says a thing and how I look when I say a thing, sometimes it feel like it's broken. Sometimes it feel like it ain't working. But you're not broken. Come on, say, I'm not broken.
I'm not broken.
Come on, say it loud. Say,
I'm not broken.
Come on, watch this. Say, nothing's wrong with me.
Nothing's wrong with me.
I want to kill. This is not the message, but I have to say this in this moment. We've learned God from a lens of sin. Yes, sin has been the foundation of our acquaintance with God. Yeah. Sin, missing the mark. Unalignment, missing the mark. Missing the mark that you are. All right, don't jump on the actions yet. The actions are only results of sin. Sin happens in the unalignment. And many times our relationship with even Jesus the Christ begins with sin. They tell you you was born a sinner. No, you're not born a sinner. You're born into sin, but you're not born a sinner. Oh, come on, let me shake some of that religion off of you. Come on, y'all wipe some of that religious dust off your arm real quick. Y'all wipe it off real quick. Wipe some of that religious dust off of it. My Bible tells me that I was created in the image and likeness of God.
Amen.
In the beginning, it didn't say in the beginning God created sinners.
That's good. That's good.
Come on. It's your Bible. It's your Bible and my Bible, right? In the beginning, God said he made man from the dust of the earth, breathed into man, and man became a living soul in the image and likeness. Told him, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion.
Yes, sir.
So my origin is not sin. My original nature is not sin. Matter of fact, I stopped claiming a sin nature. You got a sin nature. Well, if you keep preaching to me about a sin nature, then I'm just going to believe my belief. If I can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Now my belief is collected to a sin nature. And now I think I'm a sinner just saved by grace. No, I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Come on, say I'm a child of God.
I'm
originally, say
my origin
is as a child of God. Say it again, my origin is as a child of God.
Yes.
One more time, say
my origin
is as a child of God. Let me help your mind. I know your mind thought about all the things you done wrong and all the mistakes you made. I ain't worried about those because my origin is still
a child
of God. But if I don't know this, and if my faith is not founded in this, I don't want to get ahead of myself, Brother Brad, but he says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now, everybody say now.
Now,
now faith is. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the... Now, you heard that. You heard, I live by the faith of Jesus. No, I live by the faith of the Son of God. If it wanted to say by the faith of Jesus, it would have said the faith of Jesus. But it said, I'm living by the faith of the Son of God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? No, y'all not hear what I'm saying. My faith is as a son of God. My faith, y'all, yeah. I'm living by the faith. So what is my faith in? What is my faith connected to? What do I believe the most? Do I believe I ain't worth it? Do I believe I ain't got enough? What is it that I'm believing? Well, the faith of the Son of God. That means I have the faith. Jesus is trying to tell me to have the faith. The works that I do, you do also. And greater works than these, because I go unto the Father. He's trying to tell me that it's in you too. Come on, say it's in me too. Come on, say Christ is in me too. Say it loud, say Christ is in me too. Say whatever Christ can do,
I can do. Hallelujah.
They ask him, they say, from whence cometh the kingdom of God? Talking to Jesus. He said, lo here. Or lo there. No, the kingdom of God is
within.
Come on, say within me.
Within.
Come on, say the kingdom of God,
kingdom
is within me.
Within.
Come on, say it again. The kingdom of God,
kingdom
is within me.
Within.
Use your hands and point like me. Say the kingdom of God,
kingdom
is within me.
Within.
So we know where the kingdom of God is. So why are we looking for it outside? Why are we looking for outside validation? It ain't out there.
Yeah.
It ain't out there. You ain't gonna find it out there.
Yeah.
Lo here, lo there. No, the kingdom of God is. So if the kingdom of God, you have overcome them, little children. Because greater is he that is.
He
doesn't know God. He starts talking. He said, I'm in the Father. And the Father in me. And you in me. And I'm in you. He put me on the inside.
Yeah.
Come on, he put me on the inside.
Yeah.
So if it's already on the inside of me, then what am I doing fighting on the outside? If the kingdom of God, I would have said if it said something else, the kingdom of whatever else, or the kingdom of another name, or kingdom of something else, it would have said something else, then I say, I can see how we could lose. Because it'll be another kingdom. But it says the kingdom of
God
is where?
Within.
Now here's the question. Do we actually live like that? Come on. Amen. Come on. Do we live like this? Do we think like this? Do we meditate on this on the regular? Do I wake up in the morning and realize the kingdom of God is within me, so I'm walking around as the kingdom of God? When I step in the room, the kingdom of God step in the room. Do I live like this? I know we read it. I know we don't. But we don't stay over there enough to convince ourselves.
Yeah.
We convince ourselves of everything else. You know your name better than you know the kingdom of God is within you. So then you got to switch it up. And you got to do what it took to learn your name, to learn that the kingdom of God is within you. She's got to recalibrate. You have to recondition. You're not broken. You need a breakdown. If the kingdom of God is on the inside of you, right? Then if you don't see the results on the outside of you, then something is smothering the inside of you. It's something going on. It's some kind of mindset. It's some kind of belief that you have subscribed to that is smothering the kingdom of God on the inside of you, so it cannot flow like rivers of living water out of their bellies. He that believeth, out of his belly shall flow. So why are we trying to pray for the rain when the river flowing from us? Listen what I'm trying to say. Listen, why are we looking for water from somewhere else when it comes from the inside? I don't need nobody outside of me to pray for me. No, hey, look, I ain't mad. Pray for me. But I'm good. If you decide not to pray for me, that kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You understand what I'm saying? I don't need a hand laid on me.
Come on. That's right.
I lay hands on myself. Yeah, lay hands on yourself real quick. Some of y'all believing for something right quick. Some of y'all believing for some things. And put your hands on your head. You're playing with me up in here. Trying to get something over here. Put your hands on yourself and pray over yourself in the name of Jesus. Lay hands on yourself in the name of Jesus. Let the Christ in you change you from the inside in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Next time something come up, you put your hands on yourself. Be your own prayer partner. The two of y'all that's supposed to agree is your mind with the Spirit of God in you. Your mind. So your mind. See, the nature of God. Let me show you something about the nature of God. The nature of God in you. Say, the nature of God is in me.
The nature of God is in me.
I want you to say it like you believe it, because sometimes you'll be wondering. I don't want you to say it like you believe it. Say, the nature of God is in me.
The nature of God is in me.
I'm going to amp it up a little bit. Say, the nature of God is me.
The nature of God is me.
I don't have no other nature. I don't have no other identity. I don't have nothing else. It's when we get to the point where I have no other identity but God.
Yes.
He's working in you. When I have no other identity but that, that's when I get to that point, right? When the nature of God is in me, it should be working and flowing. But if it is not working and flowing, there is something that's blocking my flow. I'm going to say it again. You're not broken. You need a breakdown. Go to Matthew chapter 16. Yeah, he wasn't lying when he said it was easy. You praying hard, but it's easy. Stop praying so hard, because it's easy.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, y'all know I'll be about this. If we would pray like Jesus prayed, it's the most efficient prayer there is.
Yes, sir. Come on.
If we would pray like he said to pray, it wouldn't be no worries. Our Father. What in heaven? Now, I promise that we learned it religiously. We used to pray for the football games in the huddle and pray. Y'all know when you get on your knees, you pray, you got to say your prayers.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all learned it religiously. Amen. I ain't by myself.
That's right.
You ain't know what they was talking about. Our Father. Or immediately you just call yourself equal to God.
Come on.
Y'all scared?
No, sir.
No, answer me. If y'all ain't scared, say no. Y'all scared?
No, sir.
Yeah, some of y'all scared over here. Some of y'all. I don't care, though. I'm going to keep going. Our Father. You just made yourself equal with God. I didn't make that up. They got mad at Jesus for calling God his Father, making himself equal with God. So why would Jesus tell you to pray our Father first if he wasn't trying to make you an equality?
Yes.
Do you know that righteousness means equity with God?
Yes.
It's equity. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his equity. Our Father. Everybody say our Father.
Our
it's not even where I'm going. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy character. Thy kingdom come. Where's the kingdom? Where's the kingdom?
Amen.
Say it loud. Where's the kingdom?
Amen.
So thy kingdom come.
Mm-hmm.
See what you're calling for? See, you're calling it from the inside.
Yes, sir.
See, you don't need to call something to you. You need to call it from you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But we're so busy trying to think for something to come that we don't realize it's coming up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom
come.
Thy will be done. Well,
yeah.
Not on it. I know we be reading it wrong. We be saying it wrong. No, it says, what you made out of? The dust of the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Amen.
As it is in heaven. Same time, same way.
Yes, sir.
So the same time, same way. As it is in heaven. As it is means same time, same way. So I should be expecting the same time, same way. I should be expecting right now, the same thing as heaven. Right now, same time, same way.
Yes.
Nothing different than that. In earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so be it. So now I done take care of all my daily bread.
Yeah.
I done forgave everybody and got forgiven.
Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about no temptation because you're not going to lead me in temptation. And if you do lead me into the temptation, because you know he led Jesus into temptation in the wilderness, right? If you do take me there, I know who I am. So you're not going to talk me out of my spot. Y'all want to read it is over there in Matthew 4. The devil started talking to him. He say, if thou be the son of God. Ain't no if. Ain't no if. Come on, say, ain't no if.
Ain't no
if. That's who I am. So now I ain't got nothing to prove. Our Father, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as in heaven, give us this day. It's efficiency. It's efficient. It, watch this. It even gets self out the way.
Yes, sir.
Because some of our prayers are full of self.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Amen.
Some of our prayers are full of self and full of worry. Sometimes it's full of complaint.
Yeah.
So I need that out the way.
Yes, sir.
I need it out the way because yourself is cluttering himself in you. You know, Jesus has some non-negotiables. Matthew chapter 16. And I just want to start off with verse 21 for context. All right, we're done now. I'm going to take these glasses off. I don't really wear glasses. I just thought it made me look smarter. I'm cool. We all got it out of the way now. Amen. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Kept on trying to push them glasses over my eyes. I said, boy, this ain't who you are. Boy, turn the glasses up. Matthew 16, 21. And from that time forth, Jesus began to show the disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief of priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again on the third day. So he giving them the play. Y'all see it? At that time, this is right after he says, who do men say that I am? Peter jumped off the porch, said, thou art the Christ, son of the living God. Y'all know the whole story, right? So now Jesus said, okay, cool. Y'all got it. Let me give y'all the play. Let me show y'all how this really works. Uh-oh. Because y'all thought it worked somewhere else. Now I'm going to show y'all how it really worked. They're going to take me and they're going to kill me. Yeah. I'm crucified with Christ. I didn't see Christ over there crucified. And then I said, amen. No, I'm crucified
with Christ.
They're going to take me, they're going to kill me, they're going to do all this stuff. Here go Peter. Find yourself. Peter took him. How you going to take Jesus? Peter took him and began to rebuke him. the nerve, the audacity, the gall for you to take Jesus and try to rebuke him when he giving you the play. But see, you got beside yourself because you the one that said he the Christ. And then when Jesus starts saying, bless our die, Simon, for Jonah, flesh, blood, and all that, he starts saying all that, binding the bind, oh, we, oh, yeah, we turned now, binding the bind, I give you the keys, whatever you bind on earth, yeah, we up there now, yeah. So he feeling himself. That's how we be sometimes, amen. We start feeling ourselves when we get a little revelation. And you feel the spirit a little bit, you start feeling yourself, right? And so then Jesus take you off your high horse and say, but this is how the play goes. They're going to take me and they're going to kill me. I'm going to rise on the third day, but they're going to kill me. Now, Peter's also scared because he know if they're killing Jesus, they might kill. Because I'm in the car with him. If they're shooting at the car, I'm in the. You mean tell me they could? Wait, no, Jesus, no. No, no, you tripping, Jesus. It's not going to be to you like that. Let me rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Rebuke Jesus in the name of Jesus. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me. An offense means a stumbling block. That means you're trying to make me trip. You tripping and now you want me to be tripping. Thou art an offense to me, for thou savest the things that be of God. Savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Y'all seeing it? Now he calls him Satan because he's savoring man's idea of how things go.
Right.
He's not paying attention to how God says it goes. He's explaining to me, he said, they're going to take me, they're going to kill me, and I'm going to get up on the third day. This is how God do things. Are y'all hearing me? This is how God does things. Are y'all hearing me? No. This is how God does things. Sometimes we can't see what God is doing because we're looking the other way. And God is doing, oh my God, he's hidden, he's hiding it. He'll hide it. Sometimes it'll be turmoil and he'll hide the resurrection in the turmoil. But you don't know it, so you keep rebuking the turmoil. You keep rebuking the cross.
Yeah.
Instead of being crucified. How else can I be resurrected unless I die?
Amen. That's right. Yes. Come on. Mm.
Get behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense to me, because thou savest not the things that be of God and those be of men. I gotta get to this point. Here we go. Verse 24. And Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Not God deny him. Not the Holy Spirit deny him. Not the apostle deny him. Not the pastor deny him. Him deny himself. You mean to tell me I got to deny myself?
Yeah.
Hold on. You mean to tell me I got to deny myself? Hold on. Think about that for a minute. You mean to tell me it's non-negotiable? It's a non-negotiable. They're non-negotiable. We try to float over them. We try to do things. We try to, you know, wipe it on there like we put some, you know, on the bread and then we go. No. You can't float over this. It's a non-negotiable. We got to face this. Then I've got to deny myself. Because I can't even follow Jesus until I first deny myself. Oh, I can't even take up my cross and follow Jesus, although we call us followers of Christ. How much denying are you doing on a daily? Hold on, I know you can deny your old man. You know, you can deny always, and you don't club no more. I know you can deny, I don't drink no more, I deny that liquor. And you can deny some old little bad habits. What about them good ideas you got? He ain't say bad or good, he said, you saving the things that be of men. And not of God. There are some things that men will say that feel good to us. There are some things that men will say that seem like the good idea. Come on. So what about those good ideas you got? You denying them too? Yeah, you got to deny your whole self. Not part of yourself, not a piece of yourself, the whole self. Yeah, if any man will come after me, that means you ain't coming after him if you ain't denied yourself. You doing something, but you ain't coming after him. Watch me. Because you're not broke, you need a breakdown. Watch the breakdown. Verse 25. We're going to read that together. Ready, read. Wow. Stop. Wow. I thought we was all trying to be saved. Say, whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
Yeah.
They say shall is one of the strongest words in the English dialect. When they say shall, I mean it's that. Yeah, that you can bet on that. That's how it shall come to pass. And we like that, huh? Yeah. Whosoever saves his life shall. Oh Lord, what we been doing? Been praying to save our lives. Come on, y'all. Come on, everybody say amen. Amen. Y'all know I'm digging on something right now. Sometimes we have accumulated too much knowledge. And so we've accumulated so much knowledge, we don't have revelation knowledge. Listen to what I'm saying. Revelation knowledge is not accumulated, it's revealed. Watch what I'm saying. I got to get back. Revelation knowledge is not accumulated. It's not accumulated knowledge. It's revealed knowledge, right? And the revealed knowledge is the revealed you. It is not information about you, it's you. We like to say revelation knowledge is rhema word. It's an alive word, right? What's an alive word? What are you saying? Something like, yeah, it come alive. It come alive. And no, the alive word is you.
Yes, sir.
John 1 talks about the word was made flesh. That means the word becomes alive. This is what Jesus expects for the word of God to become alive in you. He spoke you into existence. So the revelation is the God nature on the inside of you. But it's accumulation. We accumulate too much. We done got too much in our head. We done got too many ideas and too many principles, too many steps. And all these things that we're saying, it ain't working.
Come on.
Or it ain't working like it should. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Was the last prayer you prayed try to save your life? The last time you went off into tongues, you trying to save yourself from something? Because whosoever. Y'all see it, huh? I'm not making that up. I didn't write that. This is Jesus talking. It's read in my Bible. Whosoever will. And for some reason, I'm sitting here for a minute. For some reason, we don't sit here in that for a minute. We don't even sit here to see what that means. Just sit in there. You want to ask the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, what you mean by that? Ask him what he mean by that. Ask him, am I saving my life too much? Am I trying to save myself? Do I pray real hard today, every day to try to save myself? Am I trying to save my lifestyle? I'm going to lose it. That means you try to save your life, you're going to lose your life. But then the second part says, and whosoever, go ahead and read it out loud, ready to read. Read the first part and read the second part, ready to read. So in order for me to find it, come on. It's basic math or whatever you want to call it. In order for me to find it, I got to lose it. When the last time you lost it? In order to find the life of God on the inside of me, I've got to lose my idea about what that is. Listen, and it's not, I know, because we've been going that way. We've been trying to accumulate. We've been trying to accumulate from God. We're trying to gather a bunch of scriptures together. And then the only thing we do now when something come up is throw the scriptures at it. But what about you? I don't want to go there. That scripture says, you'll say to the mountain.
Yeah.
Not you're going to quote to the mountain something you read in the scripture on your notes. Or some kind of knowledge that you got in your head about God. No, you're going to speak to it like God. That thing going to hear you and hear God coming out your voice. But whosoever loses life for my sake, shall find it. When you join the church, and when you got saved and joined the church and got to find yourself a nice church, right? That wasn't losing your life for his sake. It's not enough. So it's a good step in the right direction. But you ain't lost it yet. Because you still brought some of that other stuff in there.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. You still got reliance on other things. What else are you relying on today? That ain't all God. What else are you waiting for to happen that ain't all God? What other idea that you working that ain't all God? What idea that you working that God ain't give you? There's a scripture over in Jeremiah 29. Watch what I'm saying. In Jeremiah 29, he said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I mean, God has an expectation for the end that he planned for you. But watch what I'm saying. Right before this, and I read it today, right before this, Jeremiah is talking to him. And he said, "Listen, y'all, they're going to take y'all into Babylon. The prophets have been lying to him. Talking about he's not going to take you to Babylon. You're going to be delivered." So Jeremiah came and said, no, you're about to go in there and you're going to have to go into Babylon. He said, "But when you go into Babylon, you go in there and build houses and live in them." He said, "Plant gardens and eat the fruit thereof. You and your wife have children, have a son, have a daughter, get wives for your son, get a husband for your daughter, and flourish in that place." He's saying, "You don't let them prophet or them diviners or the diviners, or whatever word you want, lie to you about what's going on right now because you're being processed." The prophets had kept on telling them, "You know, yeah, everything going to be good. In 2 years, everything going to be good. You ain't got to worry about it." Jeremiah said, "No, you got to go through this. You've got to go through here." Jeremiah said, "You got to go through here. It don't look like it's the way to go, though." Jeremiah said, no, you got to go through this. He said, "Them prophets are going to lie to you. Them diviners, I don't know the word, how they say it, diviners, diviners, how they say it, you know, the people, they lying to you in spiritual things. They're going to lie to you too." Now watch what he says. He says, "And don't believe the dreams that you have caused yourself to dream." Go to Jeremiah. Come on. Flip on over. I said, "Jesus," myself when I was in there. I said, "What in the world?" Oh, 29, come on. Watch this, we love verse 11 for I know the thoughts. Verse 8 says, "For thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you." Why the word of the Lord always good for you? Why don't ever challenge you? I know right now. I'll do it right now. I get to saying, "Man, everything going to break loose for you in 20 minutes. When I say you got to lose your life, everybody. Shalakadadada, where Apostle at? Come get him, Apostle. Come get him off the stage. See, in the midst of you and deceive you, watch this, neither hearken to your dreams. You say, follow your dreams, huh? Chase your dreams. No, neither hearken unto your dreams, which you have caused yourself to dream. Oh, that's something that you've taken, an idea that you've taken, a thought process you've taken. Some of the things, all right, we got to recalibrate. Sometimes we got to recalibrate. Sometimes that business model ain't the model that Jesus got. And if you're not willing to crucify that model, you're not on the path. You haven't denied yourself yet. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Come on. See, it get tight. Yeah. It get tight when Jesus really starts talking to us. Yeah. Right? It gets real. It starts, Jesus don't want that thing that you just want to willingly let go. He want that thing that you're holding on tight to. Yeah. No, move it out of the way, I want that one right there. Yeah. What about that one? Can I be Lord over that one? Can you give that one away? Can you stop that one? Can you shut that one down? Can I challenge that one? Because if it can't be challenged, is it really God? He said, "Your dreams that you have caused yourself to dream." You mean to tell me that I can have dreams that I picked up myself because I just saw somebody talking about it? Faith comes by what? And hearing, right? So when I hear and I hear something, I develop faith for that thing that I'm hearing and hearing, right? It is neither good nor positive. It is neither God nor somebody. It says faith comes by and hearing. So what are you hearing and hearing? Because you might have developed faith for something that God wasn't talking about. And then now I'm dreaming. I got big dreams. They big wrong dreams. They big in the way dreams. God got a dream too. God got a plan too. What about his? Right after this, he starts talking about that. He goes a little further and he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." Yeah, right there, it's right there. It's right there, verse 11. Yeah. For, watch this, verse 10 though, he says, "For thus said the Lord," verse 9, "they prophesied falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord." Watch me. "For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place." The other prophet told him 2 years. "And you're going to be good in 2 years. If you do it like this, everything going to be whatever." And I heard, this is what I heard. You ready? People are looking for deliverance more than transformation. I want you to deliver me, but I don't want to change. This is Moses striking the rock. He says, "Strike the rock." Boom. I got that, God. Boom. Water come out of there. Now he says, "All right, let me take you up a little higher." Now you got to speak to the rock, but you want to go in, but you don't want to change. And you know, because of this, Moses could not go into the promised land because he wanted to go somewhere that he didn't want to change into. You have to change into the promised land. Oh, y'all not hearing me. Stop asking to be taken to the promised land and change into the promised land. I'm going to say it again. I receive it. I'm going to say it again. Stop asking to be taken into the promised land and change into the promised land. Do y'all know that Abraham did not know that he was the land that God was promising? Do y'all know that I receive it? Did y'all know that Abraham did not know that he was the land? He say, "Everywhere your foot touch." Well, God, dog, if everywhere that my foot touch, it's mine, and then that becomes blessed, then I must be the blessing. I will bless you, and I'll make you a blessing. Stop looking for a blessing and be a blessing. Stop looking for a blessing and be a blessing. I'll say it again. Stop looking for a blessing and be a blessing, because I am the blessing. Say it. I received it. I am the blessing. So I'm walking around looking for a blessing when I am the blessing. How much easier does that make it? Yes. That when I pull up and I am the blessing, I ain't got to pray about a blessing. Yes. And anytime I pray about a blessing, watch this, I forgot who I am. All right. Come on. Look, we got to break it. Everybody say break it down. Break it down. Come on, say break it down. But I used to do music with the band playing. Then we tell them, break it down. They go, whoop. Y'all done seen it before. Break it down. Whoop, and everything get quiet. Yeah, we do like this. We got a sign. All the musicians, I don't know. They know when you do like this, that means break the music. Whoop, and it's just a drum. Now you can hear me talking now. So y'all know, okay, Lord Jesus, all right, I got to say it like this. If you ever listen to a good slow jam, then when they break the music, you know he about to come on there talking. "Well, girl, you know I just, I've been thinking about you, and I don't know what's going on, but I'm sorry. Watch this. But the message don't get across, and it don't work as well if the music loud. Break it down. In the band, if you get a good band, you got a band that know you. When I go wham, they do like wham. Now I break it down. Now you can hear what I'm saying. I start talking to you. Yeah. I start talking to you. I tell you what the song really mean now. Because see, you've been grooving, but you ain't know where you was at. See, you ain't broken. You just need a breakdown. Watch this. There's some things that you're praying about that the answer is already there in you as you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But everything is so loud. And there's so many sounds. There's so many instruments. That I can't even. Watch this. He said, watch this. He say, be still and know that I'm God.
Yes.
Watch this. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You see it? So watch this, watch this. It's sitting right there. The solution is who you are. And it's already been planted inside of you, but I got too much noise going on. I got too many dreams. I got too many aspirations. I prayed. I got a thing called, y'all told you before, the thing called Reformation. I'll be saying every day. He said, yeah, Lord, I got aspirations, but I nothing less than your will. Nevertheless, your will, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Right? Whatever you want, this is your idea. This is your body. Yeah, say it. This is your body. This is your body. This is your life. This is your mind. This is your existence. Listen, this ain't mine. This is for you. This is all for you. Come on, say it. This is all for you. So it's all for you. I'm looking for your idea in this. What's your idea? Now, God's idea is not going to look kosher.
That's right.
Yeah, I for the sake of time, a rich young ruler come running to him and say, good master. He come running. They say he ran and bowed down. Say, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answered and said, why you call me good? In Sidon, why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but one, and that's God. So you're locating him already.
Amen.
That's not the answer you expected when you ran up and said, good master. Last time you sang your worship song, you said, you're a good, good father. What did he say? Why you call me good? Right? You weren't expecting that answer. No, I'm just using it. You're not expecting that comeback. Oh, you call me good. Ain't nothing good but one. That's God. He started checking him. He started checking his accumulation. He said, you observed the commandments? He said, yeah, I didn't. And he listed them all out. He said, did you die this, this, and this, and this? He said, yeah, I got all that down. I've accumulated that. I got that degree. It don't seem like the right thing is about to come next. Because it seemed like Jesus should have told him, oh, man, good job. Oh, man, you own it. Man, you a good spiritual person. No, he said, Jesus looked at him and beheld him and loved on him and said, one thing you're lacking. What? I just told you I did all the commandments. I be at prayer every week. I don't miss service. I know some of y'all here for graduation. I graduated from the ministry school. One thing you're lacking. How many?
One.
Wow. One thing thou lackest. It don't make no sense to tell me that I'm lacking something. And then the next instruction says, go sell what you got.
Yeah.
No, watch this. I said this one time, man, and people look at me crazy. When I see Jesus, I don't really, when I pay attention to him, I realize he really not giving me nothing. He really taking stuff from me. Every time I see Jesus trying to do something, he's tripping something. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. Every time I see him, he's stripping me to show me what I got already. Could I be blind about what I got already?
Yes.
Could I be blind about who I am because I got too many things? Yes. Listen to what I'm trying to say. I'm not talking about things right now, but I got too much going on that I'm blinded about what's really going on.
Yes.
One thing you're lacking, go sell what you got. That don't go together, y'all. I'm sorry. That don't go together. If you tell me one thing I'm lacking, all right, Jesus, give me what I'm lacking. And whether he knew it or not, he was doing it. He was giving them enlightenment, giving them revelation, letting them see what it really was. So the process is go sell what you got and give it to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
You have treasures in heaven. Take up your cross and follow me. Find ourselves. We got to find yourself. Find yourself. But I went away sad. That ain't the Lord. That ain't God. Now he just ran up and said, he didn't want to call Jesus a good master. He said that. Now he ain't that good no more now, huh? Because he told you. He ain't that good no more now, huh? Because he told you, sell all you got and go give it to the poor. And then take up your cross and follow me. They say he went away sad because he had great possessions. He had accumulated a lot of things and identified himself off his accumulation. Is it my identification off my accumulation? Right, a little on that chapter, they say, he said, man, how hard it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom? He says, harder than a camel to enter in the eye of a needle. The disciples got nervous. They were like, well, who going to get in there? Who going to get in? He said, there's nobody that's left houses of land, mothers of fathers. Sound like he's stripping them again. There's nobody that's left, that's forsaken houses of land, and mothers of fathers, and wives and children for my name's sake. Who won't receive 100-fold? And he lists all the things now and this time. Is he trying to show me something? Is he trying to show me my name's sake? But he's telling me that I put my name on this stuff so much that I don't see my name right here.
All right.
I've identified myself by all of this that I don't know who I really am.
Come on.
And if I knew who I really was, then it'll be the hundredfold of this.
Yes, sir.
Now, in this time, you see the breakdown? You see the breakdown? You see the breakdown? See, we it's too much. Them two trees in the Garden of Eden, there was the tree of life, right? And then what's the other tree? Tree of knowledge of good and evil. So you're so smart, but can't make no life. And so now we're accumulating so much knowledge, so much knowledge. So many, if we did it, we can do a quarter-thon up in here and quote scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. I bet we can do it. I can go down there. Everybody get a scripture. Everybody get a scripture. Don't get nervous. I ain't going to do it. Everybody give me a scripture. We can quote-a-thon all day long. But life. You get it? But life. And so sometimes there's something, not sometimes. Oh, no, change it. Change that. Not sometimes. All the time. It's the only time. I gotta strip some things. I gotta let the Holy Spirit do an audit on my mind. Sometimes the scripture that you know is in the way.
That's true.
Come on. John 5:39. Search the scriptures. Search the scripture. Search them. Search them. Listen, I like to search them too. Search the scriptures. For in them, you think. Everybody say, you think. I'm going to look at your neighbor and say, you think. Yeah. In them, you think you have eternal life. And they will testify, as Jesus talking, it's in red. And Jesus, they testify of me, but you won't. Verse 40. Give me verse 40 because we don't go to verse 40. Go forward. But you will not come to me that you might have life. Because when you get over here to me, I'm going to tell you, drop what you got. Drop your plan. I need the whole thing. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I need the whole thing. Give it up. Put it down. Give it up. It's going to challenge the way you think things are supposed to go. What's really easy to God, it seems like the hard thing to your mentality. And it's only because we've been conditioned a certain way. We've been conditioning man's ways so much. We've been conditioning man's ways about God. I told you at the beginning, we started from sin, and now we think we're working up here. We've been conditioned a certain way. And so now when God says it, it is really easy to do, but you're so conditioned in another way that it feel difficult. All the people followed him out there. Watch this. All the people followed him out there into the wilderness. He said, he tell Philip, how are we gonna feed all these people? No, then he didn't say how we're going to feed. Let me say it right. He said, how are we going to buy food for all these people to eat? Right? 5,000 people. There's 5,000 plus. There's 5,000 men. So there's some women and children out there too. So there's more than 5,000 people. So now you got thousands of people out here that followed you out here into the woods. They done followed you out here into the desert, and now it's dinner time. Right? Well, it's all right if we fast. You could have fasted. It'd be good for you to fast. But Jesus ain't say nothing about no fasting. He said, we need to give them something to eat. Right? So how are we going to buy, watch, he's talking to your mind. How are we going to buy food for all these people to eat? Right? Now, if I can't drop my mind, because what I should answer is, Lord, you know.
That's right.
Everybody say, Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
Come on, say it again. Say, Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
Come on, say it again. Say, Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
I'm about to help you out. The next prayer you need to pray is, Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
Yeah, the next time something questions you or comes up to question you or comes up to challenge you, the next thing you say, Lord.
That's good, sir.
Don't go off in the prayer real quick. Because you start to pray. Sometimes you can pray out of worry. Sometimes you can pray out of fear. I remember one time somebody fell out in here. They fell out. On the stage, they fell out. And we didn't know what was going on. So I walked over there, and we was in tongues. Everybody was in tongues. I said, yo, oh, calm down. Calm down, because you might be praying out of fear right now. You might be praying for something to happen. I'm not saying you don't need to pray, but sometimes you're praying because you're scared. You're worrying. You don't know what to do. You should know what to do in that time. No. I said, in the name of Jesus, everything be whole. She hollered, ah, and then got up from there. Because sometimes we can be praying out of fear. You're praying because you're scared. What you scared for? All they can do is kill you. All I can do is kill you. You're the one saying you got eternal life. You said that. Now, come on. Come on. Where all my Christians at? Make some noise. See, you're so scared. You the one said that. You the one said, yeah, I got a place, I got a mansion. Right. Yeah, you said that. So what you scared for?
Yeah.
Unless you don't believe it. See, I gotta recondition my mind.
Yes, sir.
How we gonna feed all these people? And the way Philip answers is how we would answer. Well, we ain't got no money, God. Come on, that's what Philip said. And we said, well, Lord, 200. We should have been saying,
you know.
Come on, everybody say it again.
You know.
You only ask, they call them rhetorical questions. You ever heard of a rhetorical question? A rhetorical question, I know it sounds deep, right? A rhetorical question, I'm asking you an obvious answer question. Like I already know the answer, but it's a rhetorical question. I don't really need your answer. Okay, the next time, I'm trying to help y'all. The next time God asks you something bigger than what you can do, He don't need your answer.
That's true.
He don't need it. He already, they said Jesus, for he already knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
So I'm only asking to see if you know what I'm going to do. I'm not asking because I already know you can't do it. I've been walking with you a long time, Philip. I already know what time it is. I already know how you're thinking. And Philip answered just like that. 200 pennyweight, Lord, and not enough to feed all these people. And if you look at the scripture, Jesus don't even acknowledge him. He just walk off and go to the next person. He already knows. But the orthodox way is when we ain't got no money. We ain't got no money. I ain't got enough. Da 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 da. Fill in the blank. I ain't got enough. I ain't got no da 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 da. Well, look at me, Lord. Look, Jeremiah once started talking about it. He said, don't be afraid of their faces. Lord, I'm just a child. He said, don't you say you're just a child. Before you was formed in the deadly, I knew you. And I ordained you and I sanctified you a prophet to the nations. Who are you to change your mind about my mind?
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, who am I to have another thought other than God?
That's right.
Think about that for a minute. Who am I to think something less than what God thinks of?
All right.
So watch this. So I don't get to make an image for myself.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't get to make an image. I don't get to make myself in my own image and likeness. I don't get to have my own, watch this, I love this word. I don't get to have my own opinion. I wrote this down, boy. You're caring too much. You got too many thoughts. And you got too many opinions. And your opinions, watch this. Your opinions become beliefs. And now the opinion becomes possible because you believe in it. Some of those opinions you got wasn't originally yours. They were handed to you. Yeah, mama them handed it to you. And Nana them handed it to you. Or the last trial you went through handed it to you. And so you formulated an opinion about how this works and then begin to believe in the opinion thinking you're a believer. With opinions, you have options. There ain't no options with God.
Amen.
Either you me or you ain't. Oh, man. God look at you and say, either you me or you ain't.
That's right.
Hold on. God look at you and say, either you me or you ain't. Now, which one are you? Yeah, you're getting married tomorrow. So either you know, I'm one with God or I'm not. Uh-huh. Either I'm one with God or I'm not. And if the answer that I come up with is that I'm not, then I'm unaligned. I'm in sin. Everything outside of God is sin. Listen. See, it's non-negotiable. Everything outside of God's identity is sin. I'm not talking about doing something bad. I'm talking about believing something about yourself.
Come on.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If I think that I'm something else other than one with God, I've got myself off in sin. And then the results of sin is going to be what it is. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when I look myself in the mirror, the first thing I tell myself is I'm one with God. You want to be polite? Good morning, God. I'm one with you. Come on. Good. I'm one with God. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm one with God. Say it. Say, I'm one with God.
I'm one with God.
Say it loud. Say, I'm one with God.
I'm one with God.
And you have to make yourself say it. That ain't taboo. Ain't nothing wrong with that. God ain't mad. God ain't upset. Talking about, ooh, they taking my, you can't take his glory. You can't take the glory from God. Do you realize the glory of God, you look at the word glory, it means his opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means his opinion. What his thought, his judgment on a thing. Yeah. So because you're here, that's what he decides to do. That's his idea. You are his idea. Come on, say, I'm God's idea.
I'm God's idea.
Come on, say it again. Say, I am God's idea. One more time, say, I am God's idea. God thought me up. He thought me up. He thought me up and created me up. I only put my mom and my daddy together and said, I'm going to make a mixer just like that. That's what I'm going to do. It don't matter how it happened. He said, I'm going to send him at the time. What's your birthday? What day you were born? What year you were born? He said, that day. I'm going to send him right there. That's my idea for the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. That's my idea. That's what I wanted to look like right there. Mm-hmm. Now, who are you to change what God wanted to look like? Who are you? You can't put yourself down. You can't be depressed. You can't put yourself down. You can't have low self-esteem. What is God's self-esteem about you? What does God think about you? See, I got to recalibrate my mind. You ain't broken. You just need a breakdown. So you got too much clutter on top of God's idea about who you are. Yeah, too much stuff. Too many other people's ideas. Too many other people's feelings. Too many other people's confessions. Too many other people's prayers. All these prayers. I'll drop them all. I break down to the way God wants me to pray. Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this. And it puts me in my place. It puts me in the place that God placed me. So I break it down. I break down the noise. Watch this. Unchallenged opinions become beliefs. So when there's an opinion to come up, right? There's a scripture that says, watch this. You bring every thought into captivity. Amen. To the obedience. Yeah. Of Christ. Yeah. How many of them?
Yeah.
All right, how many, how you did it today? How you did with catching all them thoughts today? Amen. How many thoughts you had today? She looked at me like, oh Lord, how many thoughts did I have today? Did you catch them all? No, I'm asking the question real quick. Did you catch? Because you got to bring every one of them, right? You bring every thought, right? Did you catch them all? Y'all didn't catch, so you didn't bring every thought?
No.
Not today? You know why you ain't brought every thought? Because you don't know how to do it yet. You don't know how to do it yet. If you bring something to me, you brought it to Montrell. Because Montrell is who I am. Are y'all hearing me? If you bring something, I don't care what it is, you're going to be able to say you brought it to Montrell. Because that's who I am. Are y'all got me? Y'all with me? So the way that you bring something to Christ is by bringing it to who I am. I don't know if y'all get it. You don't need to change the thought, change the thinker. No, you're not hearing me. You don't need to change the thought, change the thinker. We've been out here brawling with the thoughts. We've been fighting the thoughts and trying to wrangle the thoughts instead of changing what I think about who I am. See, when I renew your mind, everybody say renew your mind. Come on, say renew your mind. Come on, say it again, renew your mind. Well, the renewing of my mind transforms me. It don't transform my thoughts. My thoughts are only a result of the thinker.
Yeah. Come on.
If this is the thinker, it produces the thoughts. So if I got crazy thoughts, I got a crazy thinker.
Yeah.
So I change my thinker, and then my thoughts change.
Yeah.
I don't have to fight the fruit. Why are you fussing at the fruit? Stop rebuking the fruit and go to that root.
Yeah.
See, I changed who I think I am. See, our Father. Everybody say our Father.
Our Father.
Right now it makes me equal with God. It makes me, I'm a son of God now. Yes, it makes me equal with God. So now because I'm equal with God, every thought, watch this, you bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought that comes got to meet Christ.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, every thought that comes got to meet the I am.
Yes.
You get it? No, watch this. He ain't got to meet the I am. I'll meet the I am. We got to meet the I am. Kingdom of God as well. Great as he that is. Yeah. So when them thoughts come, because they come, don't they?
Yes.
Don't them thoughts come all day long, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but immediately they meet Christ.
Amen.
Now, if you don't know that, that's who you are. Now you wrangling and you fighting. And you tussling. And he ain't say nothing about fighting no thoughts.
Come on.
So I change the thinker.
Yes, sir.
I do the work to change the identity of who I am. I lose my idea about it. And sometimes when you lose your idea about it, it feels like you ain't got no ideas. Well, what I'm going to do? What I'm going to have? How I'm going to think? Whatever you're thinking now ain't really getting it done.
Come on.
Question. Are you really losing that much?
Yeah.
Think about it for a minute. Hold on. Am I really losing that much? I lose my life right now. Am I really losing that much? Am I really making that big a sacrifice compared to what God is doing in me? Right? I've been fooled to worship what's already there. I recalibrate the thinker. Watch this. I go to Jesus and I let Jesus strip me. I let him take all those things off of me that don't look like him. I let him pull all the thought processes and some of them are deep rooted in our mind. God, dog, they deep rooted in there. But I got to be open. I said, whatever you want to do, God, however you want to do it, God, whatever you want to say, however you want to change my mind, change my mind. What's your idea, God? What's your idea? And that's my idea. Matter of fact, I ain't got no ideas. I ain't got none. Oh, yeah. I said, man, I ain't got no ideas. I done had too many ideas over the years. How many of you start this and you try to start that and you try to start that and you say, this one's going to do it and it don't do it. I'm going to try it again over here and it don't work. Yeah, because you got too many ideas. Stop. If you stop having ideas will come up.
Yes, sir.
When you have an idea, you begin to smother God's idea.
Come on.
And so now it's trying to flow, but you're damming it up.
Jesus.
You're building a dam on the river, think you're building a building.
Yeah.
You think you're building something and you're really blocking up the flow. Jesus said this. You ready? I'm going to take the faith of the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Jesus says, you ready? Y'all ready for it? If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Jesus says, I, my own self, could do nothing. I can do nothing. What you trying to do? I, my own self, could do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Watch this. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the one that sent me. Uh-oh. I ain't got no plan. I ain't got no vision. What's your vision? What you see, God? Now, this is Jesus. You know Jesus do it. When the last time you said that, you woke up in the morning and said, I, my own self, could do nothing. Yeah, look at me. I'm one with God. I, my own self, could do nothing. As I hear, I judge. What you hearing? Right? What you hearing? Y'all need to turn some of them preachers off and get rid of some of them books. It's too much accumulation and you can't see the revelation of who you are. God trying to peel you back, but you can't be peeled back because you're peeling the book. Amen, 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 amen. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.